Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam, and my beloved family for Sabilillah. My beloved for Allah, may Allah love you, accept you, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love you, honor you, protect you, elevate you, you and your family. A lot of us, very professional. And I bear witness to Allah, you did a beautiful job, superb job, great job in and for Sabilillah, for Project Smile. But one thing make me a little bit sad is we have many cases now, and these cases I consider it urgent. We have Moriya, the one she paralyzed. She cannot move and she has no bathroom. We need to find a decent place for her, please. This for Sabilillah, to make her life a little bit easy. And we have Muskan. And Muskan, the young girl with the leg problem, the one she are in pain. According to the early medical condition, she will need many operations and it will take approximately 2 to 3 years. Before we resolve her condition. But during this time, her and her family, they deserve any small, tiny, decent place. You tell me all of us cannot get together and do something about her. For Sabilillah, let me share something with you. Allah bear witness, I sleep thinking about them. I wake up thinking about them. Because I have a job. One time when I was young, one beautiful sheikh, I asked him, how I keep the door of Allah open for me? He told me, don't delay any good deed. Take it urgent, take it high. I tell him why. He said, number one, look who you're dealing with. Allah Jalla Jalla. Number two, you do not know if you still have a life. Number three, this is your real estate and your palace in Jannah. By this way, if we are a believer of all of the above, we should never delay any good deed. By this way, please, my dear brother and sister in Islam, do your utmost, talk to people. It can be resolved, believe me, wallahi, I swear by Allah, it can be resolved in 24 hours. Because you tell me all of us, we cannot find a place for them. Any small place, we cannot come with a tiny budget to care about them. It doesn't need too much. And Moriya, believe it or not, by the will of Allah, she's a good girl. If we take care about her health, she can take care about her expense. We give her last year a couple of machines, not only one. By the way, she's doing well. Finance, she can do well. But she needs help. Because Moriya's condition, she's suffering. She's suffering big time. And she has a medical condition very bad. Very bad. And the real Muslim who take every case, even if she's not a Muslim, as a rahmah, we have to spread rahmah and smile. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, this is urgent. This is really urgent. And the more you deal with it with urgency, Allah will be faster for you and your family. And His blessing and rahmah is faster coming to us. Build this habit. The way, if you work for a place, or you are a manager, or you are a businessman, you run to gain your business, or finish your degree, or try to be the best for your manager. Do your best for Sabilillah. Don't delay. Don't slide. Don't slide. Don't drag it. It's not right. It's not right at all. And it's not a sign of a mu'min. And it's not a sign of a good mu'min dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please, my dear brother and sister in Islam, my wish in my heart to be resolved in next 48 hours maximum. These people suffering big time. And believe me, it can be done. It can be done with a bunch of phone calls and sweating and little bit here and there, it can be done. Please do your best. We need a small, too tiny place. Really, tiny place. Not big shot. Something very simple. Okay? Usually is average between 3,000-4,000 to 5,000 to maybe maximum 7,000-8,000 ruby a month. Okay? And it can be done. Because these people are really suffering. Especially the young girl. She will be under in and out of the hospital for the next 3 years. Let's give her some rahmah. Her and Maria. For sabilillah. Not for anybody else. Let's show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we care. This is the reality. And you care, Allah care. You fast, Allah is faster. You do, Allah will do faster. And you will see ultimate blessing for you and your family. Please, don't delay good deed. Don't drag, do good deed. Don't hesitate to do good deed. And another message for you today, especially our beloved family of Project Smile. I love you all, but I have one concern. When we make any event for Project Smile, we have 70-80 people come and show up. When we make an event for upbringing the family, none of your wife almost show up except a few. That's not right. You tell me your wife is perfect. You tell me our beloved sister for Allah is perfect mother. You have no issue at all. You tell me you do not need a reminder and some tips and some knowledge to upbring our children, the one we claim we love them. You think by giving them nice food and clothing and education in life is mashallah. But when it comes to upbringing and stabilize the family and make it strong and peaceful and united with Allah is not important? Come on. This is crazy. This urgent message for all of you. Upbringing program is for you. For all of us. And even for our sister. She should get the upbringing program for the husband. And demanding the husband to listen too. Because it's not the family running by one person. It's running by two. And a man and a woman is the leader of the family. And they should be united in one thought, one aim, one understanding. And all of us need upbringing. Believe me, all of us need upbringing and uplifting and unity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please take it seriously. Get in touch with Zuhra, Imran, Sarah, Omar, whatever, and register as soon as possible. Give commitment. Okay? Because this is your life. Remember, the family is the nucleus of any nation. If you want to know the future of any nation, look to your family. And all of us, I have to ask you, forgive me for all our men. If you call yourself a man, you want your wife to be a woman. And if you want your wife to be a woman, you want her to be supported by all the ammunition of knowledge and tips and techniques. How to be a good mother, how to be a wife, how to be a real leader in the house when you're absent. Stop it, and enough is enough to like your wife to be a zombie and just piece of meat. No, she's the leader in your absence. She's a leader. You ignore her, she ignore your children. You, both of you, ignore your children, the future of the ummah is gone. Because the mother is the nucleus of any nation. The mother. The mother. You teaching a mother, you teaching a nation. Because she is the one upbringing the child. Please, please do your best. Do your utmost. Do your utmost. Please, this is not for me. This is not for anybody else. This is for your own goodness sake. We have a lot of mess. And a lot of misconception. And I promise you, we need the upbringing program big time. Big, big time. Take the opportunity, spread the message, talk to your neighbor, friend, relative, you name it. Okay? And most of all you. Because I see, very sad, some of you pop and disappear. Pop and disappear. meaning it's not important to you. But if it's money, if it's something for your own, in the dunya, you will never do that. This is very dangerous. Are you claim you do not need it? If you claim you do not need it, alhamdulillah. But if you need it and you ignore it, may Allah forgive you. May Allah forgive you. Because you are the best gift you can give it to your family. Not anything else. Because you are the role model of the whole family, the mother. Please do your utmost. Don't delay any good deed. And work very hard to follow up. And don't drag things. Don't delay things. Maybe tonight is your night, we'll meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This should be the attitude of a Muslim. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the meaning of the mu'min will never be having sufficient enough of good deed until he reach Allah and he reach Jannah insha'Allah. May Allah make us a mu'min, hurry in good deed, the cause and a lead of good deed. And remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said of the meaning of the one who lead to goodness equal the one who doing it. Let's be the leader of good deed, the leader of spreading smile, the leader of alleviating the suffering of other, the leader of upbringing and strengthening our family. Jazakumullah kulli khair. Please, I want action, quick. Let Allah see the best of you. Don't drag, don't delay, do fast and quick and efficient. This is what Allah wants from you. This is what Allah deserves. Do the utmost, more than for college, for a job, for something you like. Because this is the highest goal. This is the ultimate infinity of pleasure. This is the final destination for infinity. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I will promise you one thing. I will promise you one thing. I will promise you one thing. You won't see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming to your aid. You won't see how fast Allah will fulfill your wish. You won't see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will support you very fast. See how fast you take care about good deed. This how fast you want the rahmah and the pleasure and the support and accepted wishes and supplicate and dua from you to Allah. By this way, if you want to know what Allah will do with you and for you, see what you do and how you handle any good deed for Sabilillah. The more you do it seriously, urgently, and fast, the more Allah will be for you. Please, we have to stop this dragging and delaying and not be serious. Very bad. And this not the style and attitude of a mu'min for Sabilillah. A mu'min like heavy rain, quick, it run and benefit quick. And do not delay. Please, I promise you this only. You do that, you will see wonder. You will see wonder inside your heart. And you will see how Allah will come to your aid in a way you never expected. Please, my dear brother and sister in Islam, don't delay it. Please Allah, Allah will please you. Make other happy, Allah will make you happy. Dunya and Akhirah. Alleviate the suffering of other, Allah will alleviate and lift it. A calamity coming to your family. This is not a talk. This is a promises of me, a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do your utmost, because what you're doing is for you. This is your bank account, dunya and akhirah, for infinity. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, let's be serious when we deal with good deed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open for us and make us among those who's like Umar Khattab radiallahu anhu. When he was going to do good deed, he's like wind, like very fast wind. جزاكم الله كل خير. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.